1-6, it's not where we want to be, obviously, and but this is where we are. This roster, it's my roster. You know, I'm responsible for everybody on the roster, and I'll take ownership to where we are right now with this 1-6 start. I do believe that we still have good players on this roster. I do believe that. I do believe we have to play better, though. We flashed, you know, good play at different times. But in this league, you know, it was almost like we came out the gate. There was a lot of chatter about, you know, how good the team looked and how good it looked on paper and, you know, some talk about Super Bowls and things like that. But in this business, you know, you can't, you know, the 11 games we won last year, that's over with. You have to start over every time. And you have to earn wins, and you got to do it the right way. You have to, you know, put in the preparation, and you can't walk out there and think people are going to just lay down for you because people are saying good things about you. So you have to earn wins in this league, and I think we bought into some of the hype of, you know, this is a good-looking football team. But again, I do believe we have good players on the roster. I do believe that doing this off time that we can make some adjustments, and we have 9 games left, and I feel like we have the coaching staff and the players with the pride to be a New York Giant in this organization, and nobody's going to lay down. We're going to come back after this break, and we're going to leave everything out there, and I'll open up for questions.
Jerry, where has it gone wrong, in your opinion, the first 7 games?
Well, it's a lot of different things that, you know, you can point to a lot of things, I guess, Bruce, where things have gone wrong. You know, we just have to play better. You know, we have to put players in better position than we have. And then the players, when we put them in position, they have to make plays. And so you can point to a lot of different things. You know, there was a few close games where the defense could have closed some games out, you know, some tight games. The last year, we closed some games out. This time, we let some games go that we could have closed out. And the offense could have closed a game or two out, you know, late in the game when we've been ahead. So you have to do the little things. We've done, you know, we beat ourselves, not taking for anything from anybody we played that beat us, but a lot of things are self-inflicted that happened to us. And we got to clean those things out. It's pro football. You got to do the little things right. And it starts with preparation. You got to prepare during the week. You don't win the game on Sunday. You win the game during the week when you practice. That's where you win the football games. You don't win on Sunday. So those type of things, I think we have to, again, I think we bought into the hype. And we just didn't go out and strain as hard as you have to strain to play in this league. And you have to do it every Sunday, day in. I mean, Sunday, every Sunday you have to do it. And we just didn't come out with that fight that I saw from us last year. And I have seen it at times, but it hasn't been consistent enough for us to win games. And
in retrospect, that you overestimated what you had in the offensive line, particularly in the tackle spot?
I think, you know, our offensive line, you know, we have some young players. I think they have improved. You know, we've run the ball some a little better than we have in the past. But you got to be consistent doing it. You got to commit to running the ball some. You know, I think our offensive line is comparable. Do we want to upgrade our offensive line? Of course we do. But is our offensive line comparable to a lot of teams around the National Football League? Absolutely it is. And but, you know, you have to – whatever you have to do, the manufacturer wins, you have to do it. And we felt like we had – some young players in our offensive line and a group that had a lot of snaps together. They flashed some good play at times, but obviously if you're not winning, a lot of things get pointed at. And, you know, people like to point at the offensive line, and it's totally not all on the offensive line. It's, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. It's a whole team effort that's caused us to be where we are right now.
Why didn't you upgrade it? You said you would love to upgrade it. Why didn't you upgrade it?
Well, there was
the same starting five.
Well, we wanted the starting five. We felt like it had a lot of snaps together, Jordan, and we felt like those guys. When you have some continuity in your offensive line, that's a help. We brought, you know, Fluker in. We drafted a young kid. We felt like the offensive line, and there wasn't a lot of choices out there to go out and get. We looked at a lot of different situations, and there just wasn't a lot of offensive line help out there from our perspective, and if we had an opportunity to get somebody, but we looked at some different situations that didn't work out for us.
Jerry, with Eric Flowers in particular, he's obviously a top 10 pick, and you know, most people, former players around the league, analyze him and say that he's just not a developing player. He's not really suited to play left tackle, and you know that was a mistake. How do you evaluate him? And you know, looking back, how costly is it to think you might have missed on a high pick like that?
Well, again, I think Eric has improved. First of all, I think he works hard. I think everybody has an opinion about where players should be played, and what their development is. All young players do have to develop. I do think he's developing. You know, is he going to be a long-term left tackle? We don't know that. But, you know, if you look at him compared to a lot of left tackles around the National Football League, you know, he's there's a bunch of comparables around. But, you know, you put Flowers on some of these guys' jersey and you'd be like, wow, you know. So I do think that he gets pointed out unfairly a little bit at times. But it's the National Football League. If you can't take criticism, you should quit. You know, if you're a general manager of a football team, or if you're a player, or you're a quarterback, or you play any position, if you can't take criticism, you should quit. So Eric's a big boy, and there's been guys picked higher than him in the offensive line who have struggled. You know, different positions struggle at different times, and I do think he's working hard. I do think he's improving, and we'll continue to support him, and hopefully he'll continue to improve and be a good player for us.
Jerry, the offensive line, you said that there weren't a lot of options. There were a slew of veterans that signed. I mean, the Lions, I think, kind of transformed the offensive line, the Vikings too. Andrew Whitworth with the Rams, the guy who was brought up. Guys in the draft, I mean, why were those options not fitting what you thought you needed?
Well, again, we want to be a younger football team, James, and, you know, everybody has an opinion about who was available, who wasn't. To us, it did make sense for us, and that's what we went with. We wanted to be a younger offensive line. Do you want to try to develop a 23-year-old guy, or do you want to, bring in a 36-year-old guy? We chose to go with the young route.
But isn't the whole paradigm of your team kind of based on the fact you have a 36-year-old quarterback?
We want to be a younger football team. We looked at all different situations with all the offensive linemen available. We stay with what we have.
Did you think this past offseason that your team was only a couple of key pieces, the ones you acquired, away from being that Super Bowl contender that you started to look like at the end of last year?
Yeah, well, you know, the team starts over every year. You know, what happened in last year, the 11 wins, that goes away. You have to start over every year. You have to prepare the right way. You have to get players. Your coaches have to put them in good position, and the players have to make plays. So everything's different. The dynamics are different every year, every team. You never know what you're going to get. We felt good about our team going into the season. And again, the season's not over. We have 9 games to play, and you know, we're going to prepare, you know, just as hard as we always do. And our players and our coaches are super proud people, and I still believe them.
Jerry, you said that you weren't sure yet whether Eric is your long-term left tackle. I know when you drafted him, you said that was your hope. You thought he could be a 10-year left tackle in the league. Shouldn't you know by year three, or is he still too young to have that full analysis of him yet?
Yeah, well, you would like to know. If Eric Flowers, okay, everybody, you know, it's like it's a common thing. Everybody want to beat up on Eric Flowers. Eric Flowers is not the reason we're 1-6. Okay. We do hope, you know, he's still a young player. He's been a starter for us for 3 years. I still believe he will develop and get better. He's gotten better as the season has gone on so far. But again, it's a common theme for people to take swipes at Eric. Eric's is not the only reason that we're 1-6.
Is your line a reason you're 1-6, though? Is that
No, the team is – I'm the reason – I said it when I first came out here. Okay, this is the roster that I put together. Okay, I'm the reason we're 1-6, but we do have to play better as a team. So again, we lose together, we win together. I believe everybody is accountable here for what goes on. Our coaches are accountable, our players are accountable, We're 1-6 together, but you can put it all on me.
After 15, before you guys spent the money on the defense and whatnot, ownership kind of indicated that you were a bit on notice to some degree. Do you feel that way again as we sit here now?
Yeah, well, you're always on notice. I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and every single time I've been left with that a lot of times, you know, since I've been doing this job. And, you know, that's just part of the business. It comes with the territory. You know, you can't, you know, it's a high-performance business. I love for us to have won, you know, 10 Super Bowls in my tenure as the general manager of the Giants. But we haven't. I wish we could have. We've won some games, but I sure believe we could have done better than we have.
Is it warranted in this case?
When you say something like we bought into the hype a little bit, I'm curious if that is something that's been acknowledged, you know, from ownership and you down, and if, like, whose feet does that fall on?
Tyra, it falls on all of our feet, you know, it was a lot of chatter, a lot of good things were being said about the team, but again, you know, when you have a young team, which we have, relatively young team, you have to protect against winning. And when you win 11 games, then you got a little bit of a swagger about. You come back and think, well, this is pretty easy. We won 11 games, and we won 11 games with a rookie head coach. So you come back and think, well, we're going to win. We already got 11 wins. That's just not how it works, you know. So you have to protect against winning. I said all that to say you have to protect against winning. You have to start over. You have to put in the work. You got to play with some passion out there, and you know. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Head coach, that maybe that message.
It's not on the head coach. It's on all of us. You know, when I say guys, we lose together and we win together. It's on all of us. It's every single body in this organization.
Jerry, where do you see Eli at this point in his career, and what kind of job do you think Ben has done this year?
Well, Eli, you know, just like everybody else on the team, Eli needs to play better. You know, every position needs to play better. As far as Ben, you know. Ben is, won 11 games last year as a rookie. It's been a little bit tougher. You can't sneak up on anybody in this league. You have to, you know, he has to do better in what his job is. And I think he will. And here's why I think that is because it's important to him. Number one, he's a hard worker and he's smart. He's smarter than all of us in this room. I can tell you that. It's not even close. All of us together, he's smarter than all of us. So it's important to him. It means something to him. He's not the guy that you can't talk to and give suggestions to. He's going to do whatever is best for this football team.
Jerry, the defense is confounding, going from the number two scoring defense a year ago to this. What do you see when you watch it?
Well, I think I said this to somebody, you know, during the preseason, some of the preseason interviews that I had, that, you know, what does the defense have to do? I said the defense has to stay hungry. And I don't think we had that hunger, Kim, when we first came out, you know, during the season. Because we could have, you know, again, we could have closed some games out defensively. So that the hunger from the defense, but the hunger from the entire team has to be there as well. But the defense in particular, I saw a hungrier defense last year than I've seen, you know, well, I've seen it at times, you know, but you have to be consistently, you know, hungry every week and get the job done.
You talked about how in the past how Eli's on the back nine of his career, and you say he needs to play better. Curious to where you stand on whether he should stay as the starter the rest of the year, or whether it's worth taking a look at Davis Webb, because at some point you do have to make a decision about the future.
Yeah, you know, right now we have 9 games to play, and we feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, that. Don't count us out yet. You know, I know, again, everybody, again, we've been left for dead by a lot of people, but don't count us out yet. We're going to go into the second half of this season, give it everything we have, figure out, you know, do some self-evaluations and figure out, you know, what we can do better, what things that we've done good, what we've done bad, how can we manufacture and win football games. That's what our focus is moving forward right now, Ralph.
At some point, though, is it worth it all looking at him?
Well, it's at some point, but when is that some point? It's not right now because, you know, we're going to fight with everything we have with these 9 games left, and hopefully we can turn our season around.
You look at possibly missing the playoffs 5 out of the last 6 years, assuming you don't have a major turnaround here. A lot of people say there should be a change. What would you respond? Why shouldn't there be one?
Well, you know, that's up to the owners of the New York Giants. You can ask them that if you like. I just know that I come to work every day, and I know people come in here, and they work their behinds off every day. So that's a question I think you should ask ownership.
Are you concerned that it needs to improve in the second half of the season in order for your future to continue here?
I come to work every day, and I'm going to do what I do every day and try to help this football team be the best, you know, football team that we can be moving forward. That's what I'm going to do, Jordan.
Jerry, you obviously supply the players, and Ben, the coaching staff, coach them. So when you say things like you didn't have the hunger, we read into some press clippings, things like that, isn't the coach's job to get the team ready to play and get them mentally ready to play?
Well, it's all about the team. It's my job. It's Ben's job. It's the players' job. It's all of our jobs, you know, to be professionals and be ready to play. And again, you know, we have a pretty young football team, and you have to protect against winning because, you know, you think you can win. Well, we won 11 games, and that was, wow, we won 11 games. But still, you have to earn wins in this league, and sometimes you have to learn that the hard way. I think this is a hard lesson for us to learn to go out and prepare the right way and do the things that it takes to win football games.
Jerry, what tangible evidence would you have or examples you can mention perhaps that the team bought into the hype?
Well, again, I don't think we played as hungry as we did, you know, last year. I think that's evidence for me. I don't see the hunger coming out of the gate. I thought we played hard in some games, but it's the difference between playing hard and having that hunger that you have to have to win up in this league.
Did you bring that up with the coach maybe after the first game if you notice it right away?
We talk about everything. Yeah, we talk.
Jerry, Dell's injury show you anything you didn't know about his value here, and has your thinking of his future here changed at all?
Yeah, well, really, all I need to say about Odell is that we need him to get healthy, and that's what's most important right now is what his health is, Cam, moving forward. He is a terrific football player, and it hurts anybody's football team if you lose a player of his caliber.
The impression he can be 100% though?
We sure hope so. That's the plan. We sure hope that he can come back from this setback with the injury and be even better than he was before.
You've accepted the blame. I mean, are you sitting there saying, I'm frustrated, I'm angry? I mean, what? Because you're saying it matter-of-factly, just wondering what's going on inside you.
Well, if you guys want me to get up here and have a tantrum, I'm not going to do that. You know, it's frustrating. You know, anytime you lose football games and you're 1-6, you know, there's some frustration. But I'm not going to get up here and fall on the floor and you know, kick, scream. I'm not going to do that. But, of course, you know, we're all frustrated. But we can fix that by playing the game the right way. And you do that by, you know, the preparation that you put in, and you win the games during the week. You get out there and you play, you know, with some hunger and some passion, and the playmakers have to make plays when we get out there. So there's frustration, but again, you know, anybody that's not winning, there's frustration.
Just curious, with the offense, the fans,
with the injuries on offense right now, mm-hmm. especially at receiver, do you have enough playmakers to be competitive in the second half of the season?
Yeah, we have to be. You know, nobody's funny. I was talking to another GM this morning, and he was kind of down about some injuries and things. I was like, man, there's no crying in football, you know. And he's like, you know what, Jerry, thanks for saying that, you know. But there's no crying in football. You know, we had some young players that we have to, you know, a great opportunity for them, and we have to put them in position to make enough plays, and we have to run the ball. We got to play complementary football. We got to, You got to win the kicking game, and we got to win field position. You got to do – that's nothing normal from any football game, no matter who's on your roster. You have to do play complimentary football to win games. And, the kicking game has to be better. We have to run the ball. We've run the ball pretty good at times offensively. But we got to be able, if they put 8-9 guys in a box, you got to be able to, throw some passes out, to the guys. And we have some guys capable of doing that, some receivers capable of doing that. And our defense has to play well. We can't, give up, scores late in games to lose games. So it's a combination of a lot of things. And we're going to take these last 9 games and we're going to give it everything we got.
How are you expecting the offense to take strides at the beginning of this season, and why do you think it didn't happen right out of the gate?
That's a good question. We thought we upgraded the offense in some different positions, and it didn't take off. The continuity wasn't there like we wanted it to be at the beginning of the season. But again, it's a work in progress, and our backs are against the wall. Our backs are firmly against the wall. It's just a bad formula to use, to wait till your back is against the wall. But we are where we are right here, right now, and we're going to give our fans every ounce of what we have. And let me say, I do appreciate our fans, because our fans were out there Sunday. They were giving it all they had, and we owe that to them to give it all we have as well. And we appreciate them.